quickly enough to pillage would survive. The gangs took over the highways, ready to wage war for a tank of chips. And in this maelstrom of decay, ordinary men were battered and smashed.
Sir Thosmond.
The warrior man.
Sir Thosmond.
In the war of the nature, he lost everything. My life fades. A vision dims. All that remains are memories. I remember.
Sit a little to make it look and sound more like another language. For example, the English word apostle, and then places it within the rest of the text in that other language. So, in biblical translation, a translator... What if the Christian Bible does not actually say what you have been taught? What if mistranslations and mistransliterations have changed the original story? A translation is when a translator takes the text of one language, for example, Greek, Hebrew, or Aramaic, which is unreadable to most Christians, and converts it to the equivalent text in English, or the common language for another culture. However, the problem with translation is that there is not always an equivalent text from one language to another. We don't just have different words. We have different sentence structures, different figures of speech, and some words which have no match in a different language, or which carry different connotations and nuances. Sometimes translators will use a similar term, and then expand the text to include a definition within it. But in many cases, when translators come across a word with no exact English equivalent, they will just skip translating that word entirely. Transliteration is when a translator takes a word in one language, for example, the Greek word apostolos, and adjusts it a little to make it look and sound more like another language, for example, the English word apostle, and then places it within the rest of the text in that other language. So, in biblical translation, a translator would take, for example, a Greek word and adjust it to fit in our character set, usually changing the pronunciation a bit to make it sound more like English. It is good to know when you are looking at a transliteration, but it is vitally important to know the literal meaning of that transliteration. Sometimes this can make a world of difference in understanding an otherwise confusing passage. Someone who knows all too well about translation and transliteration is Mauro Biglino. Mauro Biglino is an Italian biblical scholar, translator, and best-selling author for Mondadori, one of the major publishing houses in Italy. During his career, Biglino has directed and supervised the translation and publication of 17 books of the Old Testament for Edizioni San Paolo, Italy's main Catholic publisher, whose Vatican-approved texts are used in theological, ancient Hebrew, and biblical studies schools and universities.
So, while in Germany, I was given the newest Jewish Bible, which is the one I've been talking about for some months now. And later I will show to you, obviously, as we go deeper into different matters. In which end, the German Catholic bishop have retired. They have taken away something that never existed in the Jewish Bible. I'm referring to the prophecy of Isaiah about the virgin conceiving and giving birth to a son. It's a prophet that has never existed in the Jewish Bible. I'm saying it for years. For years I tell that when I found these alleged prophecies about the Old Testament that refer to Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, you should seek the explanation from a Catholic theologian, an explanation from a Jewish exeget, and you'll find two different explanations, and the one who will be right will be the Jew. Because there is no prophecies of the Old Testament that refers to Jesus. Now, it has finally been removed, and it's the most important, because it's the one that tells us that the Virgin will conceive. This has never existed. During these years, I've been telling it. I remember very well what was written. Among the many things that have been written, of course, you can find centuries of tradition that speaks of this. Then, of course, Biglino arrives, and as I always tell you, he doesn't find about anything. He's doing a fool's job. He reads what is written, and there is no writing. So, if it's not written, there's none. That's it. There are other written things. So, in the end, the German bishop had taken note. Now, we are going to see it. I mean, I do not know when, but we will see it. I guarantee you, we will see it. And because this is one of the things that is changing before our eyes in the biblical translations. Translations that have always changed along the centuries, that are still changing and that will change again. I'm telling you, for example, that in the coming years, you'll probably see the disappearance of the concept of creation out of nothing, because there isn't really one. You'll see the concept of omnipotent God disappear, because there isn't really one. You'll see the translation of Olam disappear, meaning eternity, because Olam does not mean eternity. Then you'll also see the disappearance of a lot of things predicted until now. Excuse me? Please. Sorry, I only have 1 second. I do not have your 40 seconds of silence because we put the parts together. It's done. It's already been done. Oh, okay, well, forgive me. I'll go on, because I must repeat that the translation have always changed and will continue to change. However, the Bible is always preached as true, absolutely true on the basis of the translation of the moment. Since the translations change, the truth of the moment also changes.
Godfather of the European Union, Richard Coutenhove Kalergi, published the plan for a united Europe and the ethnocide of the peoples of Europe. The encouragement of non-white immigration was central to the plot. Since then, an unholy alliance of leftists, capitalists, and Zionist supremacists has schemed to promote immigration and miscegenation with the deliberate aim of breeding us out of existence in our own homelands. As indigenous resistance to this human genetic modification industry grows, the criminal elite seeks new ways to camouflage their project. First, their immigrant pawns were temporary guest workers. Then it was a multiracial experiment. Then they were refugees. Then the answer to a shrinking population. Different excuses, different lies. And asylum is just another one. But the real aim stays the same. The biggest genocide in human history. The final solution of the Christian European problem. This crime demands a new set of Nuremberg trials, and you people will be in the dock.
Mr. Griffin, there is a blue card for you from Mrs. Gomez, all right? Señora Gomez.
Mr. President, I'm really ashamed of the racist and xenophobic terms that were used by Mr. Griffin. And my only question to him is if he dared to make any concrete suggestions and amendments to the legislation. Is your policy serious, or are you just shouting? And I hope you will not be re-elected if you seek re-election, because it's a shame for this parliament, the kind of statements you have just made.
Señor Griffin?
Mr. Griffin.
It's you that's shouting, because obviously the truth hurts. Yes, I will be seeking re-election. Yes, I hope to return here to speak up for the indigenous Europeans, which the founder of this place has deliberately set out to wipe out, because that is a crime. I'm telling the truth. I have a constructive suggestion to help those poor asylum seekers from Africa. Yes, make it clear they can't come here, so they don't try to cross the sea and drown in huge numbers. The best way for them is to get the banks off the backs of their countries so they can live in peace in their countries and we Europeans can live in peace in ours. Thank you.
Grazie, Sir Griffin.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
Have you got anything fresh to tell us?
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Mark. Now, look, we've just seen...
It's gone to the next level. It's freezing up. It's freezing up. There's no doubt about it. What do we get?
Another kid.
Bloody freaking internet.
It's dismissed because a client shut the f*** up. It didn't matter that there was 100 pounds in the trunk that was found through an illegal search because... You just can't search for smell alone. A lot of cops don't know this. Maybe they should watch our videos and they'll learn that we're getting cases like this dismissed. And don't go searching for the smell anymore here in California. Google your state, stick to that script, and cases like this can get dismissed.
This wasted land. But most of all, I remember the road warrior, the man we called
Sir
Thosmond. To understand who he was, you have to go back to another time, when the world was powered by the black fuel, and the deserts sprouted great cities of pipe and steel.
Take the really dark chocolate, like 73% cacao, and you make it into a high flavanol hot chocolate drink. You have it twice a day. This was the clinical study they found in people who wound up actually drinking the hot chocolate twice a day over the course of a month. They doubled the number of stem cells compared to the people who didn't drink hot chocolate. You take the really dark chocolate, like 73% cacao.
You eliminate parasites from the body.
Yes.
There are some strong herbs that can do that, and that's black walnut and wormwood and oregano essential oil, and often you can buy a tablet or capsules with those herbs in it.
This is the dictionary that the lawyers use.
You know, how can people get a hold of these energy weapons? You know, the government has all the energy weapons. Nobody has energy weapons. Well, guess what? If you have a 1,200-watt microwave oven in your home and you peel the side of the oven open, which I had a case where these people did that. They were getting a conflict with their neighbors. And what they did is they peeled the microwave open on the side, and then they went, and this is a diagram that you can see on the internet, and they faced this weapon through the walls. And microwaves go right through the walls like they weren't there. So they radiated the next apartment and the next two apartments down. Each apartment, the people were getting sicker and sicker. And after I did this story, I talked about it on Coast to Coast. I had these people call me up and say, well, can you send me the plans? Oh, man, I tell you, you know, and it fries you what it does. And, first of all, let me just say something about my wave. Isn't it a little odd they say don't even operate the microwave or don't even stand near close to the microwave when it's operating because it's unhealthy?
Viewers out there, to let you guys know how microwave radiation works in comparison to Apple's new AirPods Pro. I'm right next to the microwave and look at it, 300 to 400 milliwatts per meter squared. All right, there you go, right there, 450 milliwatts meter squared, almost 500. And that's a centimeter away. I'm going to put it really close. And it's broke the meter. So if you look on the WHO's website, the World Health Organization, in public exposure limits, maximum public safety exposure, it has microwaves to go up to 0.5 watts, which is 500 milliwatts. So the highest amount of radiation this fella can leak is 500 milliwatts. An AirPods Pro, designed to go between your ears, it's going similar levels to a friggin' microwave on full blast. So you have to be like this. This is life with an AirPods Pro.
Well, here you got this klystron tube that's in it, and what it does is it puts 2.4 gigahertz into the food, and it vibrates the molecules at this frequency. And so once the food comes out, it's secondary emission. The heat coming off the food is 2.4 gigahertz. And then you take this food and you throw it down your throat into your digestive tract. Number two cause of death in America versus heart attack. What's the second one? Digestive tract cancer. 1980, when I did the research, and there's a doctor called Dr. Herzl that did the original research on it. It was out of Sweden because that's where the original microwaves came from. And he did the research and he found it was terrible for rats. I mean, it was horrible for everything. The original microwave company was thinking he'd come up with a great report. He says, look at this. It's killing my rats. And they said, oh, well, thank you for the report. That's all we need. We'll take the report now. But he ended up releasing the report and they put him in prison. The report's still around. And so what happens is microwave vibrates molecules in a whole different way than human beings have been eating food for the billions of years we've heated over a fire. It's a whole different dynamic. And when I read all the information myself back in 1980, I lifted my microwave up and threw it in the dumpster. And
look, I just want to, you mentioned before about there's lots of evidence for climate change. Can you table that, please? No?
Every estimate, you and
Malcolm. Well, Murray, they were your words, you Senator MacDonald. All I want you to do is to table the evidence. Have you got it or haven't you?
Are there any further questions?
No, I've got more questions to go.
Can I answer?
Yep.
I refer you to the raft of evidence of climate change.
Is it? Okay.
Reams of evidence. Choose whatever word you want to choose that means enormous. The enormous amount of evidence that has been provided in this committee, in BOM.
Okay, well, just
in
you just don't believe it.
You just like it's okay to be a climate. Well, it's actually not okay to be a climate change skeptic. You don't believe the evidence, and it doesn't matter what we produce. You don't believe it.
Okay, so Murray, can
some
I say
law of thermodynamics or something?
Science isn't a religion. It's not something you believe.
No, I agree.
Something you understand.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Okay, and that's why I'm asking you to provide me the evidence.
Go back and look at the
combined with the algorithms of thermodynamics.
The enormous amount of evidence you can.
So you can't answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is the Vatican keeping secret?
For the entire time that they've existed, they've collected manuscripts and relics and items from either campaigns or crusades, not only for their own research and to support their ideas, also to prevent anything coming out. Because they need to control the information around biblical issues and biblical dogma, they can't allow alternative views to become public, become disseminated.
What kind of things exactly are you talking about?
In terms of documentation, they've got 52 miles of shelving of books and manuscripts alone. So that will be everything from early first century fragments to potentially entire alternative gospels.
And why would that be damaging to the Catholic Church?
Because there's a potential for alternative views to emerge. There were lots of different books originally that were set to go in the Bible, and it was only through a process of politics mainly that the final books were chosen. There are also ideas that there's a book of Q that academics have termed a book that would have been the source material for the main gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, because the main gospels were written long after the time of Christ. So if they've got something like a book of Q, that would undermine everything else.
Just so I know. I have to drive back from Abu Dhabi to Dubai.
Hey, what's the time? See how people. Go!
Shots fired. Suspect.
That's how many bullets they put into that guy at the bloody Seattle police shooting. Yes. kind of justified retribution for the guy that was going there to meet a 7 and 11-year-old child. Need I say any?
What happens when you cook carbohydrates?
What?
It forms the carcinogen called acrylamide. Known toxin, known cancer-causing, but potato chips are legal.
Does a potato chip contain acrylamide?
All cooked carbohydrates form the carcinogen acrylamide.
So if I steam asparagus, there's acrylamide formed.
Well, I would say I should be careful about the cooking. So cooking in oil and high heat on carbohydrates, processed carbohydrates, form acrylamide.
You asked for it.
Agartha, also known as Agartha or Agarthi, is a legendary subterranean city or kingdom that is said to be located beneath the surface of the earth. According to some believers, it is a hidden realm inhabited by a highly advanced civilization, often described as a utopian society of spiritually and technologically advanced beings. The concept of Agartha has its roots in Hindu and Buddhist mythology and has been linked to the belief in Shambhala, a mystical city in the Himalayas. Some modern proponents of Agartha claim that it is a real place, accessible through secret entrances located in various parts of the world. One of the most famous claims of discovering an entrance to Agartha was made by American explorer Admiral Richard E. Byrd. According to the story, Byrd claimed to have flown over the North Pole in 1947 and discovered an entrance to a subterranean world. He allegedly described the world he saw as a place of lush vegetation, large lakes, and a temperate climate. Admiral Richard E. Byrd was a highly decorated American naval officer and polar explorer who is best known for his expeditions to Antarctica in the 1920s and 1930s. Byrd was the first person to fly over the South Pole and made numerous other pioneering expeditions to the polar regions during his career. In 1937, Byrd made a controversial expedition known as Operation High Jump to Antarctica, where he allegedly discovered an entrance to Agartha. According to some accounts, during the expedition, Byrd and his crew allegedly discovered an entrance to a subterranean world within the Earth that was inhabited by a highly advanced civilization. According to proponents of the Hollow Earth theory, the interior of the Earth is populated by a variety of beings, including advanced civilizations, giants, and even aliens. Some versions of the theory suggest that the interior of the Earth is lit by a small sun or other light sources, while others suggest that the interior is a completely self-contained ecosystem. One of the claims made by some proponents of the Hollow Earth theory is that anomalous magnetic readings near the Earth's poles are evidence of the existence of a hollow interior. These magnetic anomalies have been known for many years and were first observed during the early exploration of the Arctic region in the 19th century. The magnetic anomalies near the poles refer to areas where the magnetic field is weaker or stronger than expected. Proponents of the Hollow Earth theory claim that these anomalies indicate the presence of openings or polar holes that lead to the interior of the Earth.
What happened?
You asked for it.
Agartha, also...
This is extremely creepy if you...
Have you ever seen a guy control electricity with his hands? Or a woman talking to sharks? These are people with real-life superpowers, and no one's got powers quite like Xiao Ru. Hailing from Mianzhu, China, this iron-skinned kung fu master has spent decades punishing his body so that it can withstand all types of abuse. From bending an iron bar just using his throat, to lying on a bed of metal spears while pelted with stones, Xiao's impenetrable skin acts like a plated suit of armor. But there's one feat of strength he's become world famous for, with the belief that he can adjust the strength of his skin at will. Xiao fearlessly places a powerful electric drill against his head and has his assistant pull the trigger. Remarkably, when the drill was removed, not only is his skull still intact, but it barely even leaves a mark. Speaking of impenetrable body parts, meet Khan Iron Hands Trakan, a chef who takes cooking to sizzling new heights. This daredevil from Thailand has a remarkable superpower that sets him apart from ordinary chefs. Rejecting the use of tongs, Khan without hesitation dips his hands into blistering hot boiling oil. And while most people would end up with third-degree burns, Khan's skin remains completely unharmed. Trakan stumbled upon his extraordinary ability when he was accidentally splashed in hot oil, expecting painful blisters that never appear. Inspired by this incident, he started showcasing his gift, captivating onlookers who couldn't believe their eyes. Word of his ability spread like wildfire, turning his fried chicken stall into a magnet for curious tourists and locals alike. With multiple Guinness World Records, Khan's fame continues to soar. So what's the secret behind the chef's iron hands? Well, that remains a mystery, even to Khan. And while some people are born with superpowers, others gain them by accident. Just like Spider-Man was bitten by a radioactive spider, this guy got a blessing from a monkey. Locals call him the Monkey Man of Atricha Durga. But this Spider-Man-esque stuntman is none other than Jyoth Raj. With the agility of a primate and the grip that defies gravity, Raj fearlessly braves 300-foot heights without harnesses are safety equipment. Sheer vertical walls are no problem for Raj, who effortlessly scales giant forts with nothing more than a fistful of chalk. This guy might not be able to climb walls, but his superpower will definitely shock you. Nicknamed the Human Battery, Bibas Thruya possesses the ability to withstand and even store electrical currents up to 1,000,000 volts. With a talent that would kill the average human, Biba connects himself to a transformer and cooks sausages with his bare hands. Even stranger still, Mr. Thruya can also seemingly store energy like a battery, powering objects long after he's been disconnected from the source. Not wanting his extraordinary powers to go to waste, Biba operates an electrotherapy clinic from his home, using his electrically charged hands to treat people with conditions like arthritis. Biba's powers might look fun, but make no mistake. If you received even a tenth of the voltage he does on the daily, you'd be toast. Speaking of professions that would unalive the average human, this guy is the real-life Lion King, where most people would turn tail and run. Kevin Richardson looks the king of the jungle dead in the eye and smiles. Affectionately known as the Lion Whisperer, Richardson has developed an extraordinary bond with these majestic creatures, being accepted into numerous prides as an equal. While Kevin's career choices strike fear into the hearts of most people, he considers his skill a remarkable gift. His incredible method relies on trust and respect, allowing him to lie down, swim, and even wrestle with these apex predators. And while the rest of us struggle to get the attention from our house cats, Richardson regularly finds himself at the top of the food chain. And while we're on the topic of friendships with deadly animals, ladies, this man's a keeper. Ran Lian Ming from China is affectionately known as the Bee Whisperer, often found wearing a living, buzzing suit made out of bees. Lian Ming's superhuman ability means he can do all of this without getting stung. In fact, Lian Ming spent an astonishing 53 minutes and 34 seconds cloaked in approximately 100,000 bees to set a brand new Guinness World Record. Not only does he excel in endurance, but he also holds the record for carrying the heaviest mantle of bees, donning a suit weighing 136 pounds. His secret to keep the bees calm? Remain as still as possible. For some, the idea of diving among sharks is a living nightmare. But for shark whisperer Christina Zanato, it's just another day with a 300-tooth smile. This incredible diver hails from the African rainforest and has spent so much time around sharks that she can predict what they'll do before they even do it. Her natural enthusiasm for the aquatic brought out her ability to interact with and control wild sharks. With the art of gentle touch, Christina can almost make a shark fall asleep. She's logged more swim time with cageless great whites than any other human being, and yet she continually suffers no harm. Christina might just be the closest thing we have to a real-life aqua woman. Speaking of hair-raising abilities, they say that a lack of fear is caused by people who don't understand the danger. Tell that to Eskil Ronnensbakken, the fearless Norwegian who defies gravity and embraces the risk with his mind-boggling balancing axe. From walking on a tightrope between hot air balloons to doing a one-handed handstand on a rock wedged over a 3,500-foot drop, He fearlessly performs at incredible heights without a hint of fear. Scientists are baffled by his lack of fear response, as his heartbeat remains steady and he doesn't produce excess adrenaline, even in the face of death-defying stunts. Eskil's secret lies in his ability to visualize the outcome and take each step with meticulous precision. With nerves of steel, Eskil takes the art of balancing to new heights. He truly knows how to keep his balance and his audience on the edge of their seats. When this guy's around, there's no need to call the fire department. Dixon Apong, also known as the Human Hydrant, possesses an extraordinary ability that defies medical understanding. This Ghanaian performer has gained global recognition for consuming up to 4.5 liters of water in under 2 minutes, and then spitting it all out in a mesmerizing display. While medical experts warn of the dangers of drinking excessive amounts of water, Apong defies the odds. His stomach, unlike that of an average person, can expand to an unbelievable 4 to 5 times its normal size, safely accommodating the vast quantity of water. With precise control, he's able to unleash a torrent of water like your everyday fire hydrant, from a human hydrant to a furious finger. When Master Ho points a finger at you, you better be running. He goes by Ho and Q. His index finger possesses an incredible power that can pierce through coconut shells with a hammer-like strength. With this unique skill, Ho has been entertaining crowds twice a week since the year 2000, setting records and even breaking his own achievements. Through dedicated training and the ancient Chinese practice of Qigong, Ho has mastered the art of aligning his body and mind, allowing him to concentrate all his power into a single finger. Speaking of, I bet you couldn't do the same with a like button. And while you're at it, why don't you try the sub button too? All right. Despite some setbacks along the way, Ho is ready for one last grand feat, hoping to pierce 4 coconuts in just 10 seconds. He may be considered crazy by some, but his remarkable achievements speak for themselves. This guy might be the coolest person on the planet. Wim Hof, better known as the Iceman, has a unique ability that gives chills down your spine. With a Guinness World Record to his name, Hoff has endured sitting in an ice bath for a mind-numbing 1 hour, 52 minutes, and 42 seconds, defying what most people can withstand. His superpower lies in a unique meditation and breathing technique that he's developed, promising to ignite the inner fire within. Scientists from Wayne University have delved into the mystery behind Hoff's cold tolerance. They discover that Hoff's able to manipulate his physiology in 2 remarkable ways. He can activate areas of his brain to generate heat, and additionally, he can produce sensations that help numb the pain of the cold. Blink and you'll miss him. Anthony Kelly is the Australian master of martial arts and the undisputed champion of extreme reflexes. With lightning-fast reaction times, he holds an impressive 13 world records. His most astonishing feat? Catching arrows mid-air. Fire an arrow directly into the air, and most people run for cover. Not Anthony. He can catch an arrow on its way down. First try, but that's just the start of it. Even arrows directly at him can be plucked out of thin air mid-flight. 1 second too late, and he misses the arrow. 1 second too early, and he ends up with an arrow through his hand.
Ah! Superpowers. We found clips of people with superpowers caught on camera. This is gonna blow your mind. All right. This looks pretty normal so far. Is she about to set on fire? Oh, someone's here to visit her. Okay, I'm not going to say anything yet. Are we about to see a superhuman superpowers in action? All right. Oh, my goodness. I was about to say it looks like Wolverine. Are you kidding me? It's got CCTV footage. Oh. What is this? Some Zack King magic stuff going on right here? It's on a CCTV camera. Imagine being able to go through walls. Are you kidding me? Does he come out the other side? Wait, there's a homeless guy there. Dude, he must be so confused. I'm not sure if I trust any CCTV footage now.
Looks like you need a good wine pairing. Take a look to your right. Your age has already been pre-verified through your profile, so no need to wait for an ID check. Just place the item in your cart whenever you're ready. I'm getting a notification from your connected smart fridge. It looks like you already have a full gallon of milk at home. Should we put this one back?
Actually, I'm gonna make a quick runner here, to be honest with you. I'll catch you on the next episode, guys.